is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch here into the second hour of the program, you can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Start things out by going right to your phone calls. Taryn is on the line in Georgia. Taryn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, fellas.
Yes. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to call you about a story I picked up here in Savannah that seems to be taking off, but it's kind of right up your alley. For you guys that hadn't seen it, basically, I did a story about an undercover biscuit sting in Savannah. These people decided they wanted to run a kitchen without getting a business license out of their home.
Uh-oh, so people could die!
That's what everybody's saying. So,
it's like, dangerous!
These people have been, it's a hell of an accomplishment because they've been going over a year. I think their year anniversary. They've had great success, and then what happened was someone had ordered some mac and cheese they didn't like, and this lady actually worked for another restaurant. They got in an argument about, you know, refunding it, and they offered to refund it, but this lady was, like, unreasonable about it or something. There was a bunch of drama around it. Mm-hmm. But she got mad, and, of course, she knew a police officer, and she set up a sting.
Oh,
so,
no.
Like, she got the cops. So they call out this poor delivery guy. Comes out to a fake place with biscuits and gravy, and there's five cops waiting for him, and they take him into the station for
wow,
you know, illegally. I guess biscuits are illegal now.
What was the charge? Do you know?
Well, what happened was the guy refused to talk to the cops.
Oh, good for him.
And the cops forgot to search him for a phone, so when they walked out of the room, he called his attorney. The attorney called the cops and basically scared them off and was like, what the heck are you doing? And the cops let him go without charging him. But it still wasted 2 hours of his time and,
yeah,
you know, and scared the heck out of him. And
what if they would have confiscated his phone, which they would have if they would have thought of doing it,
mm-hmm.
Then it would have been an entirely different scenario.
Yeah, you got it. He got in touch with an attorney fast enough that made it kind of go away. They released him, but so I did a story covering this, basically shaming the cops for five cops. I mean, I think there's been five robberies in the last 10 days in my neighborhood. Some guy got mugged in the middle of the day walking his dog.
Jeez.
And you know, we're worried about biscuits, really?
The interrogation must have been hilarious.
Do they know where the kitchen is? Has the kitchen been targeted and shut down? Or is that...
They're worried about it being targeted, but no, they don't. I don't think they actually know where it is because they're pretty good about keeping it quiet.
You will tell us where the biscuits are being made.
I love how you've got black market food providers there. Is Savannah is where this is?
It's Savannah, but what's cool about this is I posted this story and it like almost immediately went viral. And so if you want to see it, ltlreport.com, you can see the interview with the guy that got arrested. And
I'm glad it went viral because it's got a free Keen promo in front of it, which is excellent.
Yeah.
It's also on Freedom's Phoenix, too, today.
Oh, that's one of the reasons why. Okay, cool.
Yeah, and I think it got picked up by Prison Planet as well. So
great.
It's basically the deal was is, you know, YouTube crashes. When it says there's only like 300 views, but last time that happened, I had something go viral. The next day, it was like 50,000. So,
whenever
the county crashes, it's a good sign. But point is now all these people are starting to email them and support them. And this lady has found out about Porkfest and the Free State Project, and has already decided she's going to come up and work Porkfest and deliver biscuits to the activists because they've been so cool to her.
So wait, the woman, hold on, the lady is the delivery person or the lady is...
I'm sorry. It's a family that runs the business, but the lady's kind of in charge. And
I see.
The delivery guy was her son.
Got it.
And so what happened was they were trying to question him about, you know, where's this place at? Who's running it? He wouldn't answer any questions. And,
where are you making the biscuits?
Who's making the gravy?
Tell me where the biscuits are.
It's a great interview. It's really funny.
Wow.
The sad thing is now that it's going to get so much attention, I'm almost it's kind of a double-edged sword. There's a bunch of support, but now, you know, it's kind of like calling the cops out that, you know.
Oh, you can better believe they are after these people at this point. They've been made to look like fools.
This would make a great cartoon for Dale.
Oh, it would be it'd be a good cartoon. I agree.
Well, the point is I think it's cool that the activist community reached out and invited them up to Porkfest.
That's fantastic.
So,
you say these folks have been, for a year now, they've been making food for people in their kitchen without business permits and all that, selling it and providing delivery services?
Correct, and openly
fantastic.
Doing it. Like saying they don't have a license, and just really gutsy. And so I got on board and promoted them, and I started ordering their food and telling people about them. And I mean, I'm just really impressed that they have the courage to stand up against all these regulations.
Well, absolutely. If you want to put them in touch with me, maybe send me an email with their contact info if you've got it. I'd love to have them on the show because, you know, I like to focus on people that are willing to do business without begging permission from their masters in the state before they actually start their business up. So I think that's fantastic.
The only one I'd ever heard of was a guy in West Virginia, the Paco guy.
Kerry Paco Ellison from the Black Hawk Saloon, who refuses to enforce the state smoke or the county smoking ban in his bar. Heroic guy.
I love the illegal puppet show up here in New Hampshire.
That's cute, but it's nowhere near as ballsy as running an illegal kitchen. I think that's fantastic.
Well, yeah, because I mean, you're messing with all sorts of food regulations, and you know, they're openly just saying they're not going to do it.
They're poisoning all these people, aren't they?
Well, yeah, that's and gosh, I mean, please go on my YouTube channel and comment because people are just being ridiculous. They're just there's so many Johnny Rule followers that, you have to have the FDA because, you know, everybody would purposely poison all their own customers.
We have a nation of evil murderers that would kill their own customers.
Yeah, if it wasn't for that permission slip from the state, they would just be wreaking havoc.
As if somehow the FDA and these local organizations that test restaurants really keep murderers from poisoning people. I mean, it's not like the business doesn't. They go through how many cooks between inspections.
Yeah.
If somebody really wanted to do that, they just get over there and do it.
And my big argument was, how many times you've been to a church thing where everybody brought food, or how many times have you been
Absolutely.
To your friend's house?
Mm-hmm.
And would you have all them arrested because they didn't get a permit from the health department?
That's right.
How come you're not worried about getting poisoned by them?
What about your girlfriend? I mean, she's more likely, or your boyfriend. I mean, your significant other is more likely to actually poison you than some chef at a restaurant.
Or a hospital. You know, most people get sick in a hospital. Secondary infections are a huge problem, and they're washed down every day.
And that's what I don't get, is people have no fear about eating stuff that they know the people. But it should be my choice. If I want to know that this place does not have a license and I say, okay, I'm going to accept that risk and eat there anyway, that's my own damn choice. You know, who's the government and the local politicians that they get to decide where I can eat?
Absolutely right, Taryn. Great call and great story tonight. People can go to lclreport.com to see the video version of it. And you've actually got an interview with the guy, right?
It's great. He's funny.
All right, cool. LCLReport.com. Thanks, Taryn, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and I completely agree. Who the hell are they to say where you can and can't choose to eat? Well, who they are is a criminal gang that is working to protect their buddies who have essentially paid them protection fees. It's a big protection racket. That woman that snitched out on these folks, she is connected with a restaurant that has gone through and jumped through all the government's arbitrary hoops, and so she's upset that, well, if I've been abused, then everybody should be abused at least as much as I've been abused, so I'm going to go and tell on them.
It's no fair.
Yeah, it's very elementary school. I'm going to tell on you. You're making food without government's permission slip.
So people that are concerned with, what would happen if we got rid of the government's, the FDA, or these local organizations, state organizations.
Yeah, the FDA is not inspecting.
No, they're not. But I mean, he mentioned the FDA.
Yeah,
so
the local health department
right,
does.
Whatever organization does this. I mean, in the absence of that, there would be organizations that would pop up that would certify people, like Zagat's. They already certify restaurants, and they could expand their purview. Also, if somebody did poison somebody in a negligent fashion, that would be a court case. It would be a tort case. I mean, they harmed somebody.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airways. We can dig in a little further on this issue in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9222.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free. So enjoy those, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo and show they are indeed listeners of the show. Also, we accept validated videos, by the way. You can get all the details on what that means at shrine.freetalklive.com. And the Shrine is brought to you by Manchester Brewing.
Manchester Brewing, makers of John Thomas Red, would like to give you some advice on handling your John Thomas this holiday season.
Yeehaw!
What?
We're going to handle some, man.
Never boil or freeze your John Thomas.
No.
Second,
drink it.
Please. Keep your John Thomas away from pets, children, and radio-controlled devices.
Because they'll like it, too.
Some animals like to drink beer.
Yes. Dogs.
It's the truth.
Big dogs drink first.
You can find out more at ManchesterBrewing.com.
All right. So we're going to continue with your calls here in a moment. We just got off the phone with Taryn from the LCL Report at LCLReport.com, and he was telling us about a situation that's developed down in Savannah, Georgia, where he lives, that is involving, I guess, what is apparently an underground... It's not a restaurant because you don't get to eat there, but an underground kitchen. They will make food for people, and they will deliver it to you. And apparently they've been in business now for a year. One of the competitors got upset about this finally and alerted the police. The police did an undercover sting operation, busted their delivery man, ended up turning him loose after he called a lawyer in and scared the cops a bit. But it's just such a pathetic, sad story on the part of the police. I mean, this is what they're spending their time on. When, as Taryn pointed out, they could be investigating various different murders and arsons and rapes and things like that. They had five cops bust this guy for delivering some macaroni and cheese or something like that.
Yes. It is absolutely ludicrous.
It's the absurdity of this system.
It makes their job so silly. I mean, did these guys get into police work so that they could, they could be the muscle men for the restaurant association?
Yeah. Biscuit police.
I mean,
that's what they
silly.
Are. That's what they are.
How silly and sad.
And you guys made a great point about, well, if you're eating over at your friend's house, do they need to have a permit? And the fact is, and I think it was Julia that told me this, she works in the restaurant industry. A lot of people will, sometimes when they'll get food poisoning, they'll feel really upset, you know, the belly will be upset and they'll believe they've been, they've had bad food of some sort. They always blame the restaurant.
Right.
When it's most likely them, it's most likely their mistake in their own kitchen that screwed it up. When, you know, they forgot to wash their hands after they handled the chicken, or they touched the towel and the chicken got on it, or whatever, you know, one of those little mistakes that they ended up poisoning themselves. But it's always the restaurant's fault. It's never their fault. So the restaurants take the fall for that kind of stuff. But you're far more at risk from your own work, your own handiwork in your own kitchen, than you are somebody else. And it's just like what Taryn was saying. If you want to take the risk of ordering food from somebody that's completely unlicensed and has no kind of kitchen checks or no zagots to come and inspect their business, then you should be free to make that decision. And besides that, even if somebody is being inspected, they're not being inspected all the time. And so you never know what they're going to do back in that kitchen. You never know
if it's actually malicious. There's nothing you can do.
Right.
I mean,
right.
There's just nothing that can be done about somebody who's being malicious as far as...
Drop a steak on the floor or
doing
something
whatever
like that.
It is that they're doing.
Yeah.
The small mom-and-pop type businesses tend not to have that problem. The businesses that have it usually are the ones with absentee owners. You know, the more corporate-type restaurants are more likely to have cleanliness problems from my experience. But... It's completely absurd, because why would somebody want to poison their own customers? And, you know, even if you went to a restaurant, let's say you didn't have good hygiene, you didn't wash your hands before eating, you could have touched something on the way in or down the street that made you sick.
Well, I don't know that I necessarily agree with what you're saying on the mom-and-pop restaurants, because the mom-and-pop restaurants often will be the ones that will serve the more risky-type food. If you want your hamburger done medium, you're not going to get it if you go to one of the chain hamburger places. But if you want it done medium or even medium rare, maybe you can get that at one of the mom and pop places. Also, they're more likely to be the ones selling the soft cheeses. They're the ones more likely to sell oysters, raw oysters, things. The foods that are more likely to give you food poisoning, sushi. I mean, there aren't that many sushi chain restaurants. They're almost all mom and pop places.
Well, I mean, what about Benihana? Yeah, in that case. But, I mean, what about, I've gone to Outback and gotten medium rare steaks.
A steak is different than hamburger. They just won't cook hamburgers for whatever reason, and I can't tell you why. But nobody would put up with a steak restaurant that wouldn't serve you a rare steak.
Right.
I mean, that's just beyond the pale.
Let's go to the phones. Kelly's on the line in Louisiana. Kelly, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Oh, yeah, hey.
Hey, Kelly, what's on your mind?
I'm sorry if the connection is bad.
You sound fine. Go ahead.
Well, I used to own a daycare. And you talking about the licensing, you know, I had to have a license to prepare my food, which was, you know, corn dogs, soda pop, something like that, macaroni and cheese. Mm-hmm. Plus, I had to have a license to serve my food. I had to have two different licenses, and I'm talking, like, to preschoolers.
Yeah.
And I just think, I mean, I totally agree with all the licensing thing. I think it's a violation of our rights to not have to be able to eat where we want to eat, and, I mean, it's wrong.
Yeah, you just want to help people. You just want to feed people. You want to give them the products.
You
want to
give some preschoolers some warmed up tater tots from the toaster oven.
As those filling out some form and sending $200 to the local government is somehow going to make your food safer, right?
I know, right. And I had to have license for both of them. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I got the license to prepare the food, which, I mean, you know, I'm just a everyday cook. I'm not some kind of, you know, big time chef. But I got in trouble and got a violation because I didn't have the license to actually put it on the plate and give it to the kids. And you know good and well that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it absolutely
is. I'm from North Louisiana, so you know we're not from Mary Landry. She's from the South. By the way, I don't really want to think that. I still love New Orleans Saints though.
Hey, are you listening on KBYO up in Monroe area?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Great.
Fox News Radio.
Fantastic. Anything else you want to share with us tonight, Kelly?
Oh, no. I just love you guys. I appreciate you.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. And that's exactly, she is just spot on. I mean, it's nothing more than money extraction. That's all it is, this licensing. It's a protection racket, number one, to keep people who can't afford to start their own business or who otherwise would be able to afford to start their own business in the absence of all the rules and regulations, but to essentially create as many rules and regulations for them to in hoops to jump through and costs for them to pay to hopefully dissuade them. And when I say hopefully, from the perspective of the people that are already in business, the existing restaurateurs or, in her case, daycare providers, these folks don't want her getting into business. And so they try to set the bar as high as they can possibly set that bar.
That and government is organized crime, and organized crime needs to extort money from people, and so they use the licensing mechanism in order to do that extortion.
Yeah, make sure you renew every single year because, you know, that makes people safer.
Right, that'll make you safer.
So much for free enterprise, huh?
Yeah. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. There's no free enterprise in this country. It's just an illusion. Unless you're willing to flaunt the law like that illegal kitchen down in Savannah, which I think is fantastic. We need more of that stuff. More coming up. Bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves simply by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you all the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us, including our chat room. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Free, of course, at chat.freetalklive.com. It's open all the time. Best time to find people, of course, is live during the show at chat.freetalklive.com. The Totosack. Go to totosack.com to learn more about this wonderful little handle made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States. These things are strong. They can carry more than you can, a lot more. In fact, they help me bring the grocery bags back in from the car all in one trip. So they're a time saver as well. TOTASAK.com. In fact, Mark, I think we got a giveaway to do on the Totosack here. We're not going to do it right now, but coming up here sometime tonight, you'll have the chance to win yourself a two-pack of the Totosack. TOTASAK.
Not only are they great little handles that you can carry all kinds of things with, but they are a very cheap set of brass knuckles.
It sure beats Bombasack.
We will continue taking your calls here. Let's go to John calling from New Hampshire on the Amp Line. Hello, John.
I was listening to the podcast last night, and you talked about the restitutive victim restitution punishment. How would that work in America when there are so many laws that have no victims to give restitution to?
Well, this is a good point. I think it would work in the cases where there are cases with victims, but you're right. The burden on the court system would be significantly lessened in the absence of malum prohibitum crimes like possession of drugs or possession, open container and prostitution and stuff like that. Or parking tickets, as they're going after for me now and here in Keene.
He's a parking criminal.
Yep.
On the whole new TSA regulations, I haven't really seen this covered much in the lamestream media, as one of your commercials calls it. Basically, the prohibition on doing anything within the last hour of flight is a tacit admission their screening process can never work. They're actually just saying, look, we know we can't screen out bad people from bringing bad things onto the plane.
Right, so don't get out of your seat.
You're that criminal.
Right.
Don't move your hands.
And so if you follow this, then the only logical thing they should be doing is making you strip naked, issuing you clothing to wear while on the flight.
Yeah,
and
handcuffs.
Keeping you away from all your carry-ons.
Right. They
and
could...
I think you could have a standard, maybe like orange jumpsuit or something with numbers on the back so they could identify.
That's a great idea. Like a prison plane.
Shock collars, too.
Don't give me any ideas.
Wait, now, Mark, wasn't that a serious proposal from somebody?
Yeah, somebody, somebody I've been talking to made the proposal that everybody should have these powerful shock collars that would actually incapacitate them if they did something wrong.
Thanks, John, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if they actually took it that far. And, of course, it would hurt the airline business even more. But as we pointed out earlier this week, the state doesn't care if the airlines go out of business. They don't care. They're still going to fund the TSA at the full levels that they're funding it, whether the airlines have...
Yeah,
what
would be so terrible for the United States federal government if the airlines went out of business?
It would mean fewer people to screen.
They have their own planes anyway, and all the congressmen have their own private planes.
Well, not all of them do.
Well, they have congressional planes they can take.
Yeah, certainly the feds will pay for their tickets, right?
Sure.
So, yeah, why not just install bars on the back of every seat in the plane and just cuff everybody to the back of, just kind of hold, you have to hold your hands out the entire flight, but you can just cuff everyone to the backs of the seat in front of them.
It would be too inconvenient to use the hands. Why not just use neck chains?
Right, to just chain them to the seat? That way they just have to sit back the whole time?
Mm-hmm. I think that'd be fine.
But I have to go potty.
You could go potty then. That way they would only be able to let one person up at a time to go and use the restroom. You'd have total control over the entire plane.
Make it a potty right there.
Every seat was just a potty and you just pull the curtain up and...
Oh, yeah, we shouldn't be giving them ideas. Right. All right.
They have an impossible task ahead of them. Impossible.
Let's talk to Scott in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Happy New Year, Ian, Wayne, and Mark. How are you?
Just fine, Scott. What's on your mind tonight?
What's on my mind is I'm very disturbed by a lot of things that I see. There's a dangerous pattern. First of all, we're going to be attacked again. Let's not make any mistake about it. It's not
we?
A question
Who's
of
we?
If and when.
Who's
but
we,
not
Scott?
Only that, the government, I see something nefarious in the background because the U.S. government will impose a draft when they go to war with Iran. We're edging to war with Iran now. The war drums are beating, and they're going to have a draft. And you know what? No, when that day comes, I want all Americans to go to the street like in Vietnam. I wouldn't fight for this government, this rotten government, and I wouldn't fight for Israel and the Zionist Jews. And let me tell you, it's going to come to that. And then the government will be overthrown when they try to impose a draft on this nation. All of these boys, gentlemen, are fighting for Goldman Sachs. They're fighting for greedy Wall Street bankers. A lot of them are Jewish. For greedy
oil companies.
You
just love throwing that stuff in, don't you?
And I want to let you know
your calls would be so much more credible without...
You just said the Wall Street banker part.
Let me back up a little bit. This government is so rotten and it's so corrupt that I would send my child up to Canada before I'd have him get his legs blown off or come home in a casket for these horrible, horrible politicians that are scumbags.
We've been talking on this show for a while. I'm just going to ignore your hateful comments towards the Jews for tonight, Scott. And thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you.
Hey, Scott, have you tried to fly lately?
I hope he's gone. I think he's gone. Anyway. So, I like it when Scott calls and says things that don't involve hating other people. It just ruins it.
What about all the Jewish people who've been great freedom fighters? You know, why do you have to bring that in? I mean, not all Jewish people are like that. There's some, and there's some Italian people and some Irish people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's
thugs all over the world of all colors, all nationalities, all religions.
However, what he was pointing out is that there have been rumblings about a possibility of bringing back the draft, and it's been something that we've touched on this program over the last several years, because there have been consistently some very strange things happening out there. They repopulated the draft boards a few years back.
Yeah.
Why?
I think that would bring down the whole military-industrial complex because I don't think people will go for that this time. During the Vietnam War, I was a kid. I remember how
did they go for it then? It didn't really go very well then.
They had massive protests over it and shootings at universities and stuff over this.
Kent State.
at Kent State. And the only reason why I think they've gotten this far with it is because it's been voluntary and they've done a good job with PR and the media in promoting kids of that age to get them all fired up to go over there and fight.
Yeah, they've been lying to them.
Right.
But the recruiters are known for telling lies.
But they're running out of people to recruit now. They're having trouble now, so they're talking about a draft, but that's because they can't seem to get enough kids to volunteer anymore for the reason that people are starting to be aware of that.
Yeah, well, kids are hopefully smartening up and realizing that, hey, people are dying over there. Maybe this whole military thing isn't just fun and games like it's been made out to be.
And paying for college is not everything, especially if you don't come back alive. What good does it do you?
Right. Plus, unless you get an honorable discharge, in many cases, general discharges, you don't get the full college payments. I was just reading some counter-recruiting information today from the Quakers. I was poking around looking for some brochures because they're building a brand new military recruiting center here in our lovely Keene, New Hampshire, from where we do this show. They're moving they do have a recruiting center here, but it's in a small, smallish-looking office in a little strip mall. And I guess they're going to move to their own building. And I'm not sure what the square footage upgrade is, but it certainly seems like it'll be a little bit more prominent. It's going to be right on one of the main drags here in town. And the entire bottom floor, as I understand it, of this building will be dedicated to the military recruiters.
You know what kills me when they call it national defense? Because, you know, I've played sports for many years, and I know the difference between offense and defense.
Yeah.
And that
ain't nothing defensive.
And that ain't defensive.
It's the Department of Offense, absolutely.
So one of the things I think that we're going to see happen as this new military recruiting center opens is a new focus from some of the liberty activists around here. Because, honestly, they've been getting away pretty easy so far. There hasn't been any, or there have not been any kind of demonstrations or counter-recruiting outreach going on outside of the existing facility. But this new one will give us a great opportunity to start doing that stuff. So I'm looking into that. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston. Say again, please. Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am, too.
Global warming. Historic events or conspiracies. If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America at conspiracyking.com. Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Inviting you to take control of the airwaves, toll free at 800-259-9231. You can bring up absolutely anything. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there. We give them all away to you, so enjoy those on us. And if you like this program, you can support Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. And that is amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks. You get access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. And get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. The purpose of the AMP program is to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. We take that $3 a month in from you and over 500 currently of our other listeners. We cobble it all together, and we reinvest it into the show. We use it to get on more radio stations across the country, bring more Internet listeners on board, and hopefully expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So it is beneficial in that you get perks, and other people find out about liberty. So it's a great deal. Plus, it's less than the cost of a cup of coffee or hamburger. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com.
The specialty coffees.
Yeah, I mean, most people go to the Starbucks to get their coffees, right? I mean, Starbucks is very popular, and those things are at least $3.
Not all cups of coffee at Starbucks. The Starbucks are $3, no.
Okay, the ones that are flavorful, though.
Yes, the frappuccinos and things like that.
Anyway, it's cheap. So amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we will take your calls about anything, but since we're talking about the military a moment ago, I have an email to share here from Joel. He writes that it's a personal philosophy of self-defense and military service that he's going to share with us, his personal philosophy. I am not a pacifist, says Joel. There's nothing on this earth more important than human life, and so it is incumbent upon us to defend our lives and the lives of our loved ones. I believe that if a man is coming to kill or abuse you, or those that you love, regardless of other encumbering factors like the response of the gang in blue, you are morally permitted to defend against this tyranny. Indeed, I am sympathetic to the idea that one is morally required to defend. I also believe in proportional response, which binds me to not answer a small hurt with a large one. However, if the little girl is kicking your daisies in your front yard, you don't have the right to shoot her. You may remove her from your front yard, but that's about it. Anyway, proportional response. He says, however, there are many acts which a man may do and many men do daily which are entirely deserving of a deadly response. Throughout history, personal weapons were the mark of a free man. Those who were disarmed were one kind of slave. Those who held their weapons only at the writ of another were another kind of slave. To be human is to make choices. There are two kinds of choices that one may make, moral choices and amoral choices. Amoral choices have no moral component. While they may or may not be important, they don't deal in right or wrong. Examples would be what to wear, what to eat, who to befriend, etc. Moral choices, though, deal in subjects which are governed by our morality, whether that morality comes from religion, from culture, or from personal choice. Whether to kill or not is invariably included. He says there's no more important moral choice than to decide to kill a man. Thus, to bind yourself to an organization which may, will ye or nil ye, send you halfway around the world and order you to kill someone you don't know and who never harmed you at the behest of the moral reprobates who infest our halls of power is the greatest possible moral abdication. To join a modern military, and most militaries through history, is to abdicate moral choice in favor of the worst class in society, politicians. No, they're not your leaders. If to be human is to make choices and to join a military is to abdicate choice, then modern soldiers are something less than human. Automata with guns. And yet, there do exist situations where collective defense is required. It's here that the militia really shines. George Washington and other famous military men spoke poorly of the militia, calling them unpracticed and undisciplined. But it's precisely their weaknesses from the military viewpoint which make them the strength of a free society. He says, because militias are necessarily local, they can't be set afar or sent afar. They can be extremely successful in defending their own territory, but they're worthless when they're sent somewhere else. Thus,
they're probably not as good in the situations where they, you know, the militia were used with George Washington. Is those people believed that wars had to be fought in a specific fashion, which was, you know, you lined your teams up and they threw a volley of lead at each other, which by and large didn't kill. At that time frame, 85% of casualties on the battlefield were inflicted by the what's that thing at the end of the stick?
The bayonet.
Not by these lead balls flying.
Wow, I didn't know that.
They were just scatter and scare. The bayonets what killed, and that's what the British soldiers were so good at using. But what they used, the Brown Bess was the British soldiers' weapon. I may be wrong on that. Some historian is listening and will correct me, I'm certain.
What's that, a gun?
Yeah, it's a big rifle, smoothbore rifle. However, what many of the militia people had was a gun to use to take down game. It was actually accurate. Mm-hmm. Instead of shooting a big ball that went clank 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 down the barrel and came out in some direction or another, this rifle actually would pick a man off at a certain distance.
Mm-hmm.
So against that group, a militia would have been very good if they just hid in the woods and shot, which they did early on, and they had some successes. They just didn't have actual defeats of the military, because that wasn't the point. The point was to pick them off and wound them and demoralize them.
Well, that's guerrilla warfare, and that's what militias are very good at, and that's what, when military go, like, for example, when the U.S. went into Vietnam, or when the Soviet Union went into Afghanistan, they were eventually defeated by guerrilla warriors that were fighting them.
As the U.S. is currently being defeated right now.
Exactly.
It's true. That's what's happening in Afghanistan.
Organized military is at a disadvantage against guerrilla warfare.
But you see,
they're centrally controlled in the military versus decentralized bands of whoever decides to team up together to fight to defend their land.
The United States military is the most powerful military the world has ever seen, and I do think that you can dump enough military guys into enough soldiers into an area where a militia is going to be bound, but then you have to keep them there. The citizenry has to, pay to keep those soldiers there, and then at some point or another they're going to get tired of the soldiers, have to go someplace else, and that's when the militia rises up. Yep. I mean, it is possible to stifle, uprising in a particular
temporarily,
area.
Temporarily, but the logistics are really, really expensive over a period of time. Keeping everybody there, keeping everyone fed, getting the water there, getting the ammunition there.
People, talk about free market defense, and their biggest scenario is always the evil Bill Gates, as if, I'm not saying Bill Gates, right, but the very, very rich man that would, for whatever reason, try to take over, by financing his own private military. But in fact, what you really have to be concerned with is the nation next door that hasn't gone as closely to freedom, and they want to take over by force, and they can extract money from their citizenry. That's the real danger that would come up in that scenario.
But it really wouldn't be that. I think that a diffuse group of folks, and especially professional defense fighters, would do a fine job of defending against some sort of, you know, the Canadians rolling across the northern border or something like
well,
that.
Well, it would consider if you had Canada and you had the United States across the, that was the issue. But if you were dealing with the United States military and you were Canada and you went completely, free market or whatever.
Canada's got a lot more wealth than Afghanistan does. I mean, who knows what kind of weapons their fighters would end up having.
It would certainly be interesting, but I'm just pointing out the more realistic scenario.
Joel has a few more thoughts. He says, thus, the temptation to tyranny crashes upon the shores of reality. The American founders knew this when they wrote into the Constitution that the army had to be reauthorized every 2 years, preferring that our main defense remain the militia. They should have known, though, that authorization would soon become automatic. Self-defense is a right, a responsibility, and in the end, a personal bodily function which cannot be successfully delegated. So a nice little anti-military email there from Joel. Thanks for sending that in. And as I said, looking for brochures, looking for counter-recruitment brochures today. I think I found a good one, but the Quakers aren't exactly truly liberty-oriented. They should be, because they believe in peace. And therefore, if you believe in peace, you shouldn't possibly be supporting the state.
Well, you're making wide sweeping statements. Many Quakers are very freedom oriented.
Yeah.
Some of them are not. Some of the there's certainly a very liberal branch in there. But when you talk to them about it, they have a difficult time being slippery about violence when you show them the gun in the room because Quakers are all about nonviolence.
Hey, we'll come back here. You can share whatever you want in hour number three. Right now, I want to give you a Totasack. It's time for giveaway. TOTASAK.com is where to go to learn more about the Totasack. As we mentioned earlier this hour, it's a great little handle that'll help you bring back the groceries from the car. For me, it's one trip, and they're awesome. So I highly recommend you get yourself some. You can order a family pack at Totasack.com. And right now, if your caller number, let's do caller three.
Ding, 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 ding.
At 603-435-1105. That's our special contest line, 603-435-1105. You will win yourself a two-pack of the Totasack. Of course, once you try these things out, you're going to want to go and buy a family pack so you can give them to your friends and family and as gifts and that sort of thing. They're wonderful. 603-435-1105. Get yourself a two-pack of the Totasack. Get your caller three right now. 603-435-1105. This is Free Talk Live. Hour three is coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.